Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Tommy's out today, so he's not here to set the pick, but Kruger and Brooks are here, and we are definitely ready to give the hard foul. Matter of fact, between us, we have 12. We will be giving all 12. Chris Mullen is nice enough to join us, as he does every week here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show on the UMA guest line. Chris, how you doing, my man?
Rod and Larry, good afternoon, man. Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Good. Speaking of great, let's talk greatness. If you want to know about greatness, you ask greatness. You know this game. You know how difficult it is, and you know what we are seeing now in the evolution of this game from you to where we are right now with Steph Curry. Can you put it into layman's terms? Help those of us who have not been on an NBA court and having to deal with great athletes for 94 feet, help us understand what we're seeing right now from Steph, because it's mind-blowing, but to me it goes deeper than that. This is outstanding individual basketball we're seeing that's coming within the flow of what the Warriors are trying to do, which is win games, and they're doing that.
Yeah, Rod and Larry, it's historic. You know, each and every night he's stepping on the floor, he's breaking these records we thought would never be touched. The names that he's passing are these legendary, iconic, historic figures in NBA history. Guy Rogers, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. So even for as great as Steph has been throughout his entire career, he's at a whole different level from that. And we're talking about the first unanimous MVP, two-time MVP, three-time NBA champion. And it's just amazing, incredible, astonishing, you know, mesmerizing, you know, any word you can put on there. But I think what makes it really different and special is while he's doing these incredible, you know, high score, you know, 50, 47, 53, 49, the efficiency numbers are incredible. But then he's opening up his teammates, you know, even when he doesn't have the ball. You know, he's allowing his teammates to play 4-on-3 pretty much the whole game, you know. And he's 11 consecutive games, 30 points or more.
Yes.
First time that's happened. Any player in the history over 33. He's shooting, you know, over 55% from the field, over 50% from three. I mean, the numbers, when you say them, you're like, what? Well, hold on, say that again. So he before last night, he made 54 threes in the last six games, 72 in the last 10 games. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just crazy. And, And then, you know, when he gets double teamed, he just opened up his teammates so much. So he's doing so much, that we've never seen before. And then what it really comes down to, I mean, it's hard to summarize it, but his relentless perpetual motion with and without the basketball. So, you know, they double it when he has it, and then you're like, okay, you know, everyone's get the ball out of a good player's hands. Okay, we did that. But now he's more dangerous off the ball.
Right.
And then, you know, we've seen Milwaukee, Denver. I think a lot of these teams played him really well. I mean, it sounds preposterous, but I thought Drew Holiday played him one-on-one physically. He was up in his shirt. Anytime he came off ball screens – or even down screens, there were two and three people guarding him, and he was still making them. So, the stretch has just been incredible. And I guess the other thing is how he just handles it. You know, the joy that he plays with perpetuates his – obviously to his teammates. But I think in a weird way, as much as he's destroying the opposition, they're appreciating it too. And then the road, like last night, there was some fans in Philly. Now, Philly fans are tough. They booed Mike Schmidt and Santa Claus. They're chanting MVP for Steph. And Embiid's writing the conversation.
Embiid's in the building. So yeah.
Yeah, but they even know. So that's beyond greatness. So, I mean, and we can keep going on it, but it's just amazing. And we get to – we're so fortunate. We get to watch this all the time. It's just beautiful.
I mean, he Steph is – right now he's unguardable. You mentioned what teams have been trying to do really all season long defensively, which is throw multiple bodies at him, be as physical as you can nowadays in today's NBA, which is hard to do because of the emphasis on freedom of movement, and I think that makes for a much better game. And obviously it makes it easier, for lack of a better way of putting it, for Steph to be as good as he is right now. But you mentioned Drew Holiday, what he's doing, what he did as an individual, and what other teams have been doing with groups of guys. They're throwing everything at Steph, and he's still beating them. He's unguardable. You don't make Steph miss shots. He just happens to miss because he can't make them all. You know, it's just the percentages, you know, eventually come into play. But he's still shooting, as you mentioned, well over 50% from the field. He's in a zone. But we think about the zone as one game. He's on a 10-game, I'm in the zone jag. I don't know if we've ever seen this before from a player on the perimeter shooting from that great of a distance. He's pulling up from behind the hash consistently, and that's a good shot for him. And teams are defending him well, but he just keeps going farther and farther back, and he keeps hitting nothing but the bottom of the net. We've never seen this before.
No, I was going to say, we haven't seen it. So I was in the building the night Clay got 37 in the quarter. And I was sitting there, and I was saying to myself, man, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. And the answer was, I haven't, because it never happened before. But
I was there that night,
too. I'm like, this is insane. I've never seen anything like this. And then I didn't really think, but I'm like, no, you haven't, because it's never happened before. And that's what Steph's been doing almost nightly. So it's just that we haven't seen this before. We have not, you know. And I think, during the games, I get texts from a lot of great players. And the respect and admiration is unanimous because the things he's doing, and you mentioned it, Rod, it takes the utmost work ethic and dedication and commitment to the skill we see, the ball hand, the shot making, but the fitness level. That's the perpetual motion with and without the basketball. He physically and mentally is destroying people, you know, and he doesn't look like that type of guy, right? He's not that imposing figure, but the fact that he can, you know, he takes a few minutes in the beginning of the game to figure out what they're actually doing to him. Because last night, the first 6 minutes of the game, he's pretty quiet. And while he's doing that, he's opening up his teammates to get the game going. And then he figures out where his, you know, what they're trying to do to him, and he just takes over. And, I mean, last night was just another – I mean, every night Steph's on the floor, you don't know what to expect, but you know it's going to be a masterpiece.
It's a show you got to see. You know what I mean? You just got to see it. Yeah. Whether you tape it or you see it live, you just got to see it. I mean, just to put it in perspective, Steph has 6 games with 10-plus threes this year. There's no other player in the NBA who has more than 5 in their career. So, I mean, he's on a different level right now. The most amazing number of all, he's the first non-center in NBA history to average 40 and shoot 54% from the floor over an 11-game stretch. The only guys who have done it are Kareem and Wilt. The percentage, Moses, is so...
Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, the percentage, 54% from a guy who's shooting that far away. I mean, it's incredible to watch. There was a moment, Chris, that I know you watch these games really closely. So Steph gets poked in the eye last night, late in the game, and he goes to the free throw line at the other end of the floor, and he missed the free throw. And he had, for just a brief second, just this look of just disgust, but it was brief, right? It's brief, but it gives you a little insight into the standards that the man sets for himself. That, you know, he doesn't just expect; he knows he's going to make every free throw. And when he does miss, even if it is seconds after being gouged in the eye on the other end of the floor, he's disgusted with himself. And that level of intensity is probably one of the keys to his greatness.
Yeah, and that's his commitment to excellence. And it's almost an example, Larry, of him almost playing against the game. So free throw is a controllable for him. In his mind, he makes every single free throw. Doesn't matter first quarter, second quarter. And, yeah, that would have been his 50-point game, but he'll have more of those coming. But that's the thing. That's how he approaches the game. These are things that he's mastered. And Steph, and he talked about it last night. I know, like, you know, he's got his own line of sneakers and apparel and stuff. And a lot of his T-shirts says next play mentality. And he's, you know, just as he's incredible to make the transition from when he's handling the ball. So when he's handling the ball, he's like Nate Taniachi ball and Isaiah Thomas and all these great, you know, Allen Iverson. Then when he gives it up, instantly he becomes Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, John Havlicek, all these different players, all in the same possession. He's able to just clip. So, you know, that next play mentality, the positive energy that he has, and just to keep on moving no matter what's going on in the game, no matter what, you know, if he missed a few shots or not, or if he's made 10 in a row, he's on to the next play. And that's a unique mental approach. You know, everyone wants to have it. Not everyone does. So we're watching one of the greatest basketball players of all time physically and mentally just at his highest peak, you know. And I think what makes it, you know, to me anyway, you know, he is the MVP. Let's just get that. He's the greatest shooter of all time. He should be the MVP this season. You know, obviously with Clay out of the lineup, right? So coming into the season, I knew he's going to score a lot of points because, you know, they're going to need him to score. But I didn't think he'd be able to do it this efficient. I thought he was going to be like a high-volume shooter to get a lot of points. It's actually the quite opposite. He's a high-volume scorer with some of the best efficient numbers of his career. So it's really, you know, the complete opposite of what most people thought would have, you know, for him to average. Now he's leading the league in scoring, by the way. He took the lead with NBA scoring. So he's from leading the league in scoring. Yeah. With the incredible efficiency. So it's just, we have not seen this. We have not seen a guard or any player play at this level. Because, like Larry, you mentioned it, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, these are the names we're talking about. These are iconic figures and records we thought would never be touched. And he seems to be doing it every time he goes on the floor.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, I know you want to double up, but I just want to give some numbers here to back up what Chris is saying about Steph's efficiency. Just the numbers from last night's game. 49 points on 28 shots. 17, this is what makes Steph and why he can be so efficient, because he's so deadly from behind the money line. 17 of those shots were three-pointers. He made 10 of them, but he went to the free throw line 12 times and made 11 of those. So that right there is a perfect encapsulation numerically, stat line-wise, Chris, of what you were saying. It's not just give me the ball, the rest of y'all get out of the way. I'll get this 49 and 50, and hopefully we can win. It comes within the framework of the Warriors' offense. It comes within the framework of how Steph goes about his business. But it's outside, 10 to 17 from the three-point line, and going to the basket. We've seen him be much better finish around the basket because he's bigger and stronger and just more deft with both hands around the rim. But he's getting to the free-throw line and getting 10, 11, 12 free points. That's how you know this guy's cooking with gas right now. It's the whole complete package.
And think about this. Allen Iverson, they should do this too, but I haven't seen a player in a long, long time. You know, Michael Jordan, all the great, great players. You know, Larry, Magic, Kareem. Most of those guys played below the free throw line, and that's where they would work. And as a defense, you'd go double team them, and they would throw the ball back out, and then you would scramble. But it was, you know, and would put your defense, you know, in a tough position. But still, from a defensive strategic standpoint, philosophically, you're getting the ball away from the basket, you know, close to the basket, and throwing it out. These guys are doubling Steph at half court. They sometimes triple team him and letting him throw the ball closer to the basket with less defenders. So that's actually a better option than letting Steph Curry play one-on-one, one-on-two, or one-on-three. That is superstardom.
Rewriting the rules is what he's doing.
That's something you see in, like, high school when there's one great player, like, you know what, the rest – and it's – every night he sees this. And the other thing, too, is, you know, like I said, his basketball prowess is unquestioned, unmatched. his IQ is off the charts, because if you look at his shot chart, he's all over the place. A lot of guys operate in different areas. He operates everywhere. Every shot's good to him. Left hand, right hand, runner, hook shots, corner threes, you know, logo shot. He's got them all mastered. And I think that's where the respect and admiration is just, you know, from everybody, because that just takes incredible repetition and rehearsal. So the professionalism, and then ultimately he sets the higher standard in the organization, and that's why they have a championship culture. It all gets back to Steph Curry.
You know, it's so interesting, Chris. It's like you watch basketball and you're constantly saying to yourself, hey, good shot, bad shot, good shot, bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever said bad shot with Steph Curry. I mean, literally every shot that he takes, you're like, okay, good shot, good shot. You know, it never feels like a bad shot. But I wanted to ask you about one thing in last night's game. There was no Simmons, there was no Tobias Harris. And what did you think of the job Golden State did on Embiid at the end? Because it seemed like they had his timing off. They had Draymond lurking off of his right shoulder to double on when the ball was on the side. He threw the ball away late. He forced things. He looked like a guy who was like trying to take the game over. And the Warriors just seemed like they had a perfect defensive game plan. What did you see in how they defended the big man last night at the end?
That's a great point, Larry, and you said it perfectly. Yeah, I thought, again, that's, you know, a big man playing below the free throw line. Not that you don't worry about him, but from a defensive, philosophically, defensively, that's more controllable for you, because you can pick when and where you double team from. And I thought the Warriors did a great job mixing that up. Sometimes they came on catch. Sometimes they came on first or second dribble. They came from the baseline. They came from the top. So they kept him guessing. And I thought he had a little indecision and maybe lack of trust without having Simmons and Tobias Harris out there. So there's a little hesitation, which always helps, because now the shot clock's running down. But I thought the Warriors, you know, with Kevon Looney and Draymond, you think about the last two really superstar big men, they've really done a good job. And last night, Simmons got 28, and he had good numbers, but he was, I think, 8 for 21. Very yep. inefficient. So the defense controlled him, right? They made it tough for him. And they did the same thing to Jokic. Jokic had a good game, but I thought Draymond and Looney did it. That's the way to play big guys, I think. Nelly did that with Steven Jackson with Dirk. Mm-hmm. Play a guy that you can, like, so Embiid was not getting deep catches where he can just catch and finish. He was catching right off the block, so they rooting him off the low post where he had to catch and still make a move. Then it gave the defense the time to time their double teams and when they were coming. I thought they did a masterful job of that. You know, you'd say that won the game, but, you know, Steph Curry at 49, but their defensive
right.
their defensive approach was perfect, I thought. Yeah, Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons were that. Those things happened, but they took complete advantage of that. And now they're playing great basketball. And I was one of those guys, I don't know what you guys, I've probably talked about it, the play-in tournament. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Right,
but
I'm not either.
The way the Warriors are playing, I have become a fan, because I want to see them keep playing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know, back east, a team 12 games under 500. I'm probably not going to watch that game, but I'm watching the Warriors all day.
Yeah, we're watching Steph all day. You know, it started when Steph, what was it? I think when he had 40-something against OKC, or maybe it was when he had the 50-piece against Denver. I'm calling this Steph Curry appreciation time. We're doing it after every Steph Curry game, because what we are watching right now is unprecedented. We are watching greatness in real time. And, Chris, you know this game. You know great shooting. You know great play. And I could hear it in your voice where you're just like, hey, man, I'm watching it just like the rest of you guys. And my mind is blown as well. And hopefully if you don't think you're going to violate any confidences, can you please tell us some of the guys you're texting with that are showering praise on Steph and maybe what they're saying? Because I'd love to know who some of these old school cats are who are just marveling at what we're seeing out of Steph right now.
Well, we'll always mention Tim. But then you saw last few nights, Magic. Magic's been tweeting.
Yep.
And he's just watched something. So whoever Steph – I always thought Steph was in the top – even in the beginning of the season, top 3 to 4 MVP candidates, because that's what – he's just there. I think this has catapulted him to number one. I that's my personal opinion. Yeah, but those the respect and admiration is across the board. I mean, yeah. Because you know, I mean, Magic knows a little something about greatness, way more than I do. So when he's endorsing that, I'm all in.
And your yeah. back and forth with Steph last week, Mully, was just for Warrior fans.
Yeah. Outstanding.
I mean, outstanding. I just think you hit every tone and you really crystallized not only him as a player but him as a person. I thought that was really cool.
Well, thank you, Larry and Robert. And that's how I feel about him as a player and a person. And there's an appreciation and admiration and respect that I have for him that is, you know, everyone has it. And it's because he's earned it. It's because of his greatness, but it's also because of how he handles himself with class and dignity. And he appreciates it. He's very gracious. He's grateful for this opportunity, and he shares that with us. And that's a beautiful thing, man, to have all those things wrapped up in one, and we get to, you know, call them ours. That's
very cool.
We're very fortunate.
And that's why I call it Steph Curry Appreciation Time. Thanks for being a part of it, Mully. We'll talk to you next week, man. Go outside and enjoy this weather, brother.
All right, Rob, man. Be well, man. See you.
Thanks, Chris.
Be well. Thank you very much.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.